You're happy in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked here from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.
Summertime and the living's easy. It is July 20th. 2024, episode 166. Holy cow, America, we've been off for a little while. I think we've been running around out of town and stuff. Gentlemen, how are you?
Yes, hello. Good. It's been a while since I've been in this seat. You're right. I was thinking about that as I was prepping here, and I'm like, I haven't been in this seat in a while.
Yeah. Isn't it about 3 weeks?
I don't know. It's just there's been some things going on. I had to take all the crap out of the chair here and get in my pilot seat here.
June 29th was the last time we did one.
Oh my goodness!
We've celebrated our nation's independence.
There's a lot of stuff going on with our nation these days.
Oh yes, it's independent.
Really?
All right.
Really? What?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, there's this guy. He got some glass in his ear, and it was a big deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? You know geez. What? My takeaway from all that assassination attempt and the RNC speech and the debate. We didn't even talk about any of that, back to that. But it's like Trump can just say whatever he wants and nobody says, excuse me, but that's not correct. You know, like the economy was the greatest the world has ever seen after COVID. And now it's because 50 million murderers and rapists enter our country every day. I mean, he just says that stuff. Nobody challenges him. And so
I want to know how he does that, because I've tried that at home. I lie all the time at home and I get caught and I get my ass handed to me. Okay.
Well, so that's because I some follow kind of my president. Yeah.
Nobody votes for you again. That's for sure.
That's right.
I never got voted the first time.
Your constituents are making you dinner. You know, you don't have the distance. He just gets up there and says some shit, and you know I don't keep up with the facts, but I kind of have a gut feeling like that also sounds like a lie. And I mean I like the other side. I like to see all the things he didn't actually say, but people say that he said, you know, those kind of things. But if you're like a TV preacher or a presidential candidate, you can just say whatever you want, and then they turn the microphone off and you leave, and there's no one's you know. They might not say, let's have a TV show about what he said, but you're not watching that. You're watching a rerun of the Golden Girls.
Nobody stands up and says, hold on just a minute.
Yeah. They should have the Snopes team off to the left. And whenever someone's talking, it's like red means it's a lie. Green means it's true. And there's like, nope. You know, maybe, you know, those kind of things. That would be good to have on a.
That's a good
Biden's
idea.
Got that him would... too, though. He was.
Oh, they both do.
It was I think it was his State of the Union address. He had like six lies.
Yeah. Were they lies or were they little white lies? Was he just stretching the truth? You know, those kind of things.
Okay. I'm not going to.
Listen, I mean, the man is standing. We should give him some credits for that. Okay. If he can stand and lie, right? Good. It's a good day, right, for him.
Shit, where are we? Where are we in America that's who we have to choose from? Two really old guys. I mean, you talk about, how old Biden. He's only 3 years older than Trump. I mean, that's, you know, they're essentially, when you get that much.
But he's about 40 years older than Trump mentally.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Trump is insane.
Yeah, I think he's just, I think he's got his own version of senility.
They're both nuts. I think it was, what was it, episode 25, 45 or whatever, where I said, I think he has a venereal disease that's gone into his brain. That was my prediction. But, you know, somebody can fact check me by listening to all our past episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got something. Trump's got something going on there. But I, you know, my concern is that we as Americans don't really have a seat at the table when it comes to choosing candidates. Right. I mean, Biden was president. I'm pretty sure I remember when he got elected the first time. He's like, I'm old. I'm only going to do this one time. And now he's doing the thing that every politician does, which is, I really need to die here. You know, I'm going to keep going until I drop dead, because I stopped doing the thing that I've been doing for 45 years here in this awful Washington, D.C., metro area, I would have nothing to live for, you know, him, all those old senators, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, when you get so fucking old, go live at the beach for a while. Take it easy, you know, rest up.
Well, why do you say we have no say? I voted in the primaries. What do you mean?
Who did you get an opportunity to vote for in the primaries? Was there a fantastic slate of Democratic nominees, including this old guy that's current president?
No. Frankly, I don't remember.
Yeah, there's.
Well, it wasn't just him.
But there's an unwritten rule I read that if there's if there's a sitting incumbent president, you don't run against him and lose, because if you do, you will never run again because the party doesn't want to split funds and all that kind of stuff. So when there's an incumbent, you know, the only people that are running against him are the wackos, you know, the ones that have a real chance. They're going to wait for the next time around.
Never heard that.
Yeah. So
well, it happened the same thing with Trump. There's a lot of people that thought about it, you know, Nikki
yeah.
Haley,
I mean, if
Mike
they
Pence,
had,
all that,
yeah, I mean,
but they knew, no, they knew.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the same thing. So if you're the sitting president, you can't have, you know, you're next in line or the head of the Senate or whatever running against you.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we got to focus on, you know, 4 more years and all that kind of stuff. So
that's why nobody wants to come out and challenge Biden. We all know about Trump, but Biden, until he says, I'm handing it over to the next generation or whatever.
Well, yeah, but then, isn't that crazy, though? I mean, here it is July. We're voting in November. And he's mm-hmm. like, okay, you know what? Now I'm going to do that. I mean, he should have done it a year ago.
He needs to step aside.
I heard something, though, about this.
Yeah.
Right?
Did
I
you?
That, yes, I did. And this is true because I saw it on the interweb. Right?
Uh-huh. Got to be true.
Okay, got to be true. Is that they knew pretty early on, meaning the Democrats knew pretty early on, that this was going to be an issue. Because it wasn't just like, you know,
I knew this in 2020 it was going to be.
Yes, we knew this
guys,
you know,
a million years
ago.
They're all right? old. Hell.
And I think that they were hoping that, you know, Trump would go away or go to prison or whatever. But so what I heard was that they know, right? They're going to get done with the RNC, right? Get it done and let the Trump and his that mob attack Biden all they can. Put all their energies because they think they're going to run against Biden or Harris, right? But mainly Biden right now, because Biden's saying, I'm not stepping down, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So once all of this gets done, right, all of the RNC and all this gets done, then he's going to get his ducks in a row, Biden is, and going to step aside, right? And the party leaders, not Kamala Harris or any of those, are going to step aside and find somebody else, right? And the Republicans are going to have a tough time to fight them because they haven't had any time. They're too busy defending Trump and attacking Biden that they haven't gotten all their shit together to go after that. And then the people, because all of us, both on both sides, moderates, you know, Republicans, our Democrats are all like, we don't want either one of these guys. We really don't, right? We really don't. But so if we get somebody that looks new, fresh, and alive, right, I think that that's going to be the one they're going to throw out there. And the Republicans are, and Donald Trump is going to be too busy trying to find a nickname for what, you know, whoever it is that he can't come up with policy.
He can come up with a nickname in just a second. I think that if they put somebody else up there, Trump could not debate them and just say, oh, you know what? This person, they're, you know, they're just up there for nothing. I'm not going to debate them. I'm the heir apparent. You've all got to vote for me or whatever. And it, you know, probably would happen. Because I heard
that, I don't think that's going to work for him. I think they're going to have to. If as long as it's Biden or Harris, he's got enough ammunition. He's been practicing for 4 years, all this stuff. You throw somebody new up there, he's just going to find one little thing, right? Going to find one little thing about him that his team's going to come up with. But it's going to look so pathetic, right?
I don't know. I mean, they love everything he says. He could just lie. He could just lie about anything. But it's got to be Harris, because all the money they've raised, legally, Harris can take it over. But if somebody else, like, you know, Pete Buttigieg or somebody shows up, then all of their money goes to a a PAC or the DNC or whatever, and it's not controlled the same. So I don't think he'll step aside. I think he'll just get some more adrenochrome shots from the blood of young children. And, you know,
that pizza place closed a long time ago. He's got to go get another supplier.
You know what? There are children everywhere. There are children everywhere. And while they're getting vaccines, you can just extract a little bit of that from their body.
I think
that's Keith Richards. He knows that.
Yeah. I think they're missing a golden opportunity. You know, all those kids that they put in those cages down in Mexico or wherever, you know, that's a whole blood field there you could go and tap from, you know? They're not thinking, right? Instead of going to the pizza party.
They're not thinking. They should be saying Obama put all these kids in cages to extract their blood to keep the evil Democrats alive, and people would eat
But
that.
Then that's poisoning the blood of America, isn't it?
Well, it's like vampires. You know, maybe as you digest it, it gets a little something. I don't know.
I would vote for a vampire at this point in time. I think a vampire would be good. One, I never would see them because they're awake during the night making all their decisions. And then when I get up in the morning, they're at sleeping, so I don't have to worry about them. I'm just like, okay, things were taken care of in the night, you know?
Yeah, but they look like shit because they can't see themselves in the mirror.
Oh,
do you really right. want well, no, that?
No, they would have. They would have.
Have you seen what we're looking at now?
They would surround themselves with very good people to do hair and makeup.
Yeah, good looking people.
Gavin Newsom might be a vampire, or at least a supervillain. You know, you hear the guy
he's
talk.
He's a supervillain.
Yeah, and he's that hair pulled.
He's
back.
Not a vampire. There is
I saw. I saw a thing.
There's
yesterday.
No amount of tanner that can cover that paleness of a vampire. There, he's just too tan. Right, he got kicked out. I do
appreciate he's getting sun, that fucker.
Yes. Who's the actor that actually played a vampire? George Harrison or something like that. That was always really tame.
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Yeah.
That guy. He's reminds
bad
me of
casting, right?
You know, I saw that Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend is Gavin Newsom's ex-wife, and I saw on the internet a picture of her when she was married to Gavin Newsom, and then. What has happened to her now? I mean, she's just kind of this, inflated plastic surgery kind of thing.
Is she?
Doll. Yeah, she's got like a. Mm-hmm. You don't want to see a picture of her.
So here's my question about that. Okay, I got a question. Okay, Gavin Newsom, he's a good looking fella.
Rich too.
Rich. You know, he's intelligent. Yeah.
Oh no, he's super. He owns a wine. He maybe doesn't anymore, but he had a winery. He's like that level.
That doesn't mean you're rich.
You can be rich enough to have a winery.
Yeah, you got
to
be rich because you lose.
All right, I'll let me check his net worth while you go. Okay. Go ahead, Dan.
There's a joke about vineyards in up here in California. If you want to make a million in wine, you have to spend $5 million.
Start with two. Start with five. Yeah. But so this woman goes from Gavin Newsom, by the way, beautiful, you know, lives in a beautiful state and all this stuff. And then she goes to Don Jr. I mean, not what I would call, you know, a good looking fella. Right. So it's got to be this woman has just got to be a power trip, hungry woman that just wants to be in the know of.
It could be love. My wife fell in love with an unattractive person, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, there's no power coming from you.
Did you? Okay. I did watch a lot of the RNC.
Oh, God.
And,
no.
Dang.
Oh, I did. But listen. Oh, this is everywhere, though. I'm not saying that the Republicans are the only ones. I mean it. Everybody. All the news anchors on CNN. Everybody. Ozempic. Holy fucking Jesus.
How can you tell?
Well, they got the face.
They suddenly look 30 pounds lighter. I mean, Pompeo looks completely different.
Yeah.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is now Sarah Fuckable Sanders. She's like not bad.
Oh, that's a stretch, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding. Well, Kate Baldwin, this on CNN, right? She's one of my favorite anchors and hotter than a $2 pistol, right? Now she's like, what? 100 pounds or something. Just they're all doing it. It's amazing.
Yeah, but there's a thing too. If you look online or Google it, called Ozempic face, There's this thing that where it actually changes. It isn't just
that's what
weight.
I'm talking about. Yeah, they're chiseled and stuff.
Yeah, it fucks with your face, right?
How so?
But in a good way.
Well, I've seen some that don't look so good. I mean, I think some
doesn't
that,
it make you doesn't it make you a little wrinkly?
Yeah, and it makes you a little. It sags a little bit, right? Doesn't it?
I mean, because you're losing weight so fast, your skin's not snapping back because you're old as hell.
Yeah, it's got to be messing with you. You know. By the way, I think I'm trying it next week, so I'll let you all know.
You right? aren't? Are you?
No,
You know what? I heard. Why don't I heard you? That they're actually you? Somebody was telling us about Ozempic. I forget who it was. And that they are really short on those injectors. So, you know,
it's because there's a patent on those. There's 9 parts in those that are patented.
Yeah.
So they can't just whip them out nobody can copy it.
Right. So if you go to the, you know, the doctor,
you
the
go
pharmacy,
to your compounding pharmacy. Yeah.
Go to your, was that you that was telling us about it? Compounding pharmacy. Yeah. You get something else. That was you. That was you that was telling us about that.
And they give you just regular insulin injectors, which are easy.
Right. And it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
For only $250 a month.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper. I'm going to actually want a liquid form, right? That can be mixed.
What other kind is there?
Depository. No, I meant drinkable.
Injecting air?
No, I'm talking
about never Ozempic, inject air.
Ozempic gas.
No, I want the liquid form. You know, it comes in a bottle.
Dude, what do you mean liquid form?
I'm talking about alcohol. I'm talking about a bottle. I'm talking about something you can mix with, like, you know, with soda water or, you know, ginger beer or something like that. That's what
any injection is liquid. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you can't. No, you can't drink Ozempic because it doesn't work like that. You got to.
But it's still a liquid.
Yeah.
Still a liquid.
Don't drink it, Danny.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What if I inject it into my tongue? Ow.
I still think a slow release suppository would be best for those folks.
I think I might inject it in my ween because it's getting a little too big.
Well, you don't want that sagging.
Honey, look, I lost 20 pounds.
The taint.
Yeah, that stuff scares me. That Ozempic scares me. Yeah, I know.
Really?
But I've seen a lot. Yeah. But I've seen it's done to a lot of people. I know 2 people that are on it, right? It is a huge transformation. I mean,
it's amazing.
Stop and you kind of like your mouth kind of, oh, hey, you look great, you know, but that's,
I don't know. I mean, where are we in a society that I'm sitting around drinking diet drinks and eating Caesar salad dressing and all that kind of stuff. And then I take a shot to get thinner, you know?
Well, this is modern. Technology and pharmaceuticals. It's kind of miraculous. But I think there's a price to pay. Who's that? Jillian Michaels. She's the only person I've heard having negative talk about it.
That workout lady?
Yeah. But she was on a talk show. She was saying people don't realize that it all falls apart in 6 months. It's not forever, this thing. It won't work. You get hit. You hit number 6, like month 6 or something like that. It stops working. So it's not a forever fix. So enjoy these 6 months. Go to Club Med in your bikini and stuff. And
well, also we don't know. I mean, I don't know how long it's been around, but in clinical studies, what are the long term side effects of Ozempic? It can't be good. Yeah. Right?
Well, the side effects are constipation, diarrhea, dizziness, and fatigue. And wait, there's 20 more.
Danny's talking about long term.
Yeah. I'm talking about 2 years from now. These people that I know, right?
Pancreatitis, vision changes.
Oh, don't fuck with your
kidney issues, including kidney failure.
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, you know what? You have.
If you knew you'll disappear
kind of,
one day, you'll just go poof.
I'll be 70 pounds.
Kelly has that kind of personality, right? You know, like, I got a little pain. That's probably nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that at all.
Yeah. Tell me a Western.
Exactly. Yeah. I heard all over, but how do I look? Yeah. Not nice, right?
Oh, I don't think a 100-pound male is going to turn anybody on. Just for the record.
No, I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get,
what is your turn on rate of a male? Wait, 175? What do you think?
175. or if you're really muscular, you can get around 200.
I think there are men that are little people that are attractive to little people that are women.
Okay, well, you're right. I didn't think about a height ratio. Okay,
that theory away.
I was thinking about, you know, between 5 feet and 6 feet.
Yeah,
with 100 pounds. I didn't think about 3 feet. Shit. Sorry.
You gotta
diminutive listeners.
You gotta get your fucking deets right before you make pronouncements.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. Great. We just lost the little people market, John, on that statement. Thank you very much, John. You know,
we should probably do ads like on TLC or something for the little people and the hoarders and the My 1,000-Pound Life. You know, just when they're not watching those shows, they could listen to the Cocktail Hour.
I like little people. I'm nuts over them, in fact.
That's when he's going to call. He's going to call me back later. Can you edit that out?
Yeah, can we take that out? I don't think
that. I stole that from a very well-respected A-list stand-up comic named Bob Saget. So there.
Yeah. I think Bob Saget had some.
Look what happened to him.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
Didn't before he died, like, wasn't he on the outs? Didn't he say something or do something he shouldn't have done?
No.
One of those guys?
I don't think it was him.
Maybe it was Kramer.
Well, that's a sad story. Yeah, that's Kramer, who can't work to this day, really.
Yeah, right.
You know, I read an article in Interview Magazine with him, and it's sad. You know, he made a mistake, and you know, it's luck. And they said, "Well, you're okay, right?" And he goes,
"Nobody financially."
Touch. He goes, "Oh yeah, oh hell yeah, financially I'm okay." You know, but I'm spending time raising my kid now. You know, I think he's 12 or 15 or something like that. But
I think he should produce a show on BET.
You know, I don't know.
Me as an actor, this is the advantage of not succeeding. I can say whatever I want. So what? Cancel me? You know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be canceled. If I mean, that's probably one reason
what
we have this secret podcast is to protect protect you and your family against retribution.
No, being canceled, that would be tough.
Yeah.
If that's, you know, all you've done for all your life, you know. I don't know. I mean, I didn't always think that, you know, Michael Richards was all that funny. I mean, you know, Seinfeld was great and all that, but he wasn't a stand-up per se, I don't think. He's never was a stand-up.
That's where he got in trouble though.
Yeah. But I think he's one of those guys.
He was doing stand-up.
Yeah, I think that he was one of those guys that did comedy, right? But wasn't really, he was more sketch comedy, I think, all along, right? I don't think he really was.
I didn't
was.
Know that. Oh.
Yeah, from what I was reading and stuff. And you know, I think he was just kind of testing things out. And he had done some stand-up, but.
And he lost his temper.
Yep.
Yeah. He was first featured on Billy Crystal's first cable TV special and then went on to become a series regular on ABC's Fridays before.
That's where he met Larry David. Yeah, he met Larry David on that, who was a cast member, believe it or not.
Huh.
Yeah. And that's how that's his story, you know? He actually said, I think, if I remember right, I think he actually was reading, they wanted him to audition for another part, like George. Right. And then it just didn't work out. And then the original name of Kramer was, you know, Kenner or something like that. And they changed it from Kenner to Kramer, you know. Anyway. But it's sad, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he was in a romantic comedy in 2019, and in 2013 he was in some canceled sitcom. So.
That was before though, wasn't it?
No. The thing happened in 2006. He was filmed going on a racist tirade against hecklers while performing at the Laugh Factory in California. And then TMZ released it. And he, early 2007, he retired from stand-up. Then he appeared as himself on Curb Your Enthusiasm and, you know, those kind of things. But
I think people threw him a bone because they were bad for him. Mm-hmm. But don't let that discourage you, Kel. You need to get up there on that stage. Right?
I don't know about that. Anyway.
Did you know he's a Freemason?
Oh, there it is. Know. Okay. Cult. I bet he's not anymore.
I think he probably got promoted.
Why would you get? Why would you leave it? I mean, come on.
A lot of great people were Freemasons.
I think all the presidents have been Freemasons.
I know nothing about it, but I always thought it was a cult or something. Like,
no, my stepfather was a member. Used to go.
I used to work in a hotel. I was a bellboy, and there was a big Freemason meeting of the local chapter, and they, you know, rented one of the conference rooms, and it was so secret, and they shut the door and everything, and turned out they were just playing marbles in there or something.
Yeah, I don't think it was as nefarious as people thought it was. You know, I think
they like to keep that mystique, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it says it's a fraternal organization that has its roots in the end of the 14th century because stonemasons regulated the qualifications of stonemasons, and they have you have to have a lodge. Every member has to have a belief in a supreme being. No women can be admitted, and the discussion of religion and politics do not take place within the lodge.
So, I would love it if some woman took them to court over that. Wouldn't that be great?
And maybe let me see if they're doing that.
I wonder if they've been tried in this day and age. I'm sure somebody's tried at one point.
Yeah, maybe. You know?
Or maybe not. Maybe because it appeals to the submissive women, that they want their men to have their clubs and their have their things because that's what serves a man, and we want to serve the man according to the Bible, right?
It's kind of like having a garage band, isn't it?
Exactly.
The Order of Women Freemasons is an organization based in the UK. So
really?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of sewing?
There's the Order of the Eastern Star. So they've got, I mean, they don't let them in the main thing, but they don't ignore them completely. You know,
they go to
kind of like the church.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You can hang out, like you can't the church, do the important stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, like could, Baptist church now too. No yeah. women preachers.
No, but you can make a casserole. We'd love to have you,
mm-hmm.
you know,
or but they're not going to let you call bingo numbers. That's for sure.
No, there is a limit to what you can do.
Let's not get crazy now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, what else is going on, gentlemen? No more traveling? No more traveling for everybody?
No more traveling for the minute. I did my great American excursion, you know, a week or so ago. And
good to be home?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I always have a nice time. July in the mountains of Eastern America is nice.
Sounds nice. Sounds
yeah,
nice.
Drove from Ohio down to Tennessee and back up. It was
That's two different routes. Is that 2 days?
Oh, it's one day of driving. I mean, it's like,
is it really?
6 hour drive, no big deal. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was so close.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I thought Tennessee was in the northwest of the United States. Sorry.
So I grew up in northeast Tennessee. So getting to Ohio, like Columbus, Ohio, I went through Virginia and West Virginia to get there. And then when I came down from Ohio, I went through Kentucky to get there. Hung out. I met a guy at a McDonald's. I never go to McDonald's because I kind of hate the idea of McDonald's. But in this town, there was nothing else. Pulled over, and I was struggling with a little. They have these little boards, and that's how you order now. You don't talk to people. You just go.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You type on a screen and get E. coli bacteria on your finger while you're ordering. And this guy comes up to me after I've gotten my giant thing of Coca-Cola, and he's like, "Sir, do you own your own business? You look like a professional." And he was probably 30, you know, kind of a hairy looking dude. And I'm like, "No, I think I'm just old. Make you think I have my own business." And he said, "Well, you know, you do look very professional. Maybe it's your haircut." And I'm like, "Well, the haircut will tell you that I'm pretty old." And he said, "You know, I need to get a haircut and be more professional." And I'm like, "Nah, you know, I don't know. Maybe just let it grow to the floor while you still got it." You know, and I'm just kind of joking around with him. And then we leave because we've got our one chocolate chip cookie, a caramel sundae, and a giant Coca-Cola because that's what you get for healthy
eating. I thought you were in there to get food.
Yeah, I did. I wanted the Coke. My other traveling companions chose. It was the middle of the day. You know, it wasn't a mealtime, so they chose a little snack item. So we go back out to the drive to the parking lot, get in my car, and there, you know, it's kind of nobody there. So this car had pulled in next to me. So imagine like maybe a 1999 Dodge Neon, just little two-door American piece of crap car, totally filled, except for the minimal requirements to put the car in gear, steer and brake, you know, and accelerate. The car is completely filled with empty Mellow Yellow cans and NOS energy drink cans. Only two types of cans, 5,000 of them jammed in every corner of this car. And I thought to myself, son, you need a lot more than a haircut to be professional.
That's funny.
Man.
What you should have said when he walked up to you and said, you look like a businessman. You should have said, well, my name's Mark Wahlberg. No. What's the guy? Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the feeling he was like going to ask me, did my business need window washing or maintenance or something like that? Yeah, he wasn't really looking for tips. He was just,
thank God you didn't say I own a recycling plant. You know,
well, I mean, there must be a need for recycling there in Pikeville, Kentucky. I don't know what it is.
Do you think he drank all those things or you think he collected?
Yeah, hell yeah. I think he did. I think he just would drink it and put it to the right. And after a while, you know,
it's called automobile hoarding.
Auto hoarder.
Auto hoarder.
I don't think I took a picture of
it. How old was this fella?
30. 20, wow. 29, 30, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
I did not take
that. Doesn't that get you kind of, I don't know, a little sad seeing that?
Well, I mean, the rest of the sad would be you go out into the McDonald's parking lot and you look and there's a church over here and there's a pawn shop over there and then there's a, you know, a Mexican restaurant and then that's it.
You know, no adult bookstore?
No adult bookstore. Yeah. This was not off the interstate. I was on a kind of a rural highway going through the Cumberland Gap. But
a Mexican restaurant. There's progress right there. Okay.
No, I mean that was one thing I found really interesting. You're driving on these, you know, these rural roads, you know, Tazewell, Tennessee and Pikeville, Kentucky, and all this kind of stuff. And there's always a Mexican restaurant. You know,
but
great.
They don't like the immigrants. Who's it run by?
Who knows who it's run by? Somebody who wants to, you know, profit off the locals. But I mean, that's probably the nicest restaurant around for a long time. I mean, there's not a lot of sit down places there.
Everybody's, you know, railing against the immigrants, but yet all of these towns, like tiny towns, have these Mexican restaurants. Well, where do you think that came from? Right? Do you want to get rid of that? That's what I don't understand.
Well, according to our ex-president, all those illegals are coming here, taking the great jobs from the other Hispanics and the minorities around. Right?
Yeah, the rapists are taking all the good jobs. That's what I've heard. The criminals and the
like
rapists
they
are
do.
Taking the good jobs.
Like they want to do.
Like they do, you know?
I was trying to find out from his speech. I thought I remembered because I watched a little bit of the RNC thing and then I had to throw up and turn it off. But I thought I remembered him talking about his ear. So I personally don't think a bullet hit his ear because there would have been an ear explosion when a bullet hit it, right? I think it hit a teleprompter. No, I think it hit a teleprompter and some glass hit his ear. That's what I think.
Have you heard that theory from?
I've heard every theory. And at this point, I think that
makes sense actually, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've heard every theory. I believe all of them and none of them at the same time. So I don't, you know, who am I? I wasn't there.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions about this too. Okay. So here's this 20-year-old kid. And I don't know if you saw the picture of him. I mean, he looks like he's 15. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it come out? Okay. This guy is firing an automatic rifle for how many yards? Would they say?
Semi-automatic.
150.
150 yards. Okay. Right. That's a fur piece, right? That's pretty far.
It's a third less than Lee Harvey Oswald to JFK.
A third less.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this guy had military training?
No.
Or did he just pay by? So he's going to, and he gets that close. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I mean, I haven't fired a weapon. I mean,
ever?
Really? No, but of late, you know, No, I just don't know. And here's another thing I don't understand. Go and look at any other assassination attempt on any, obviously, presidential candidate, president, whatever. The minute there is something, especially in an outdoor situation like that, right? There are so many Secret Service that cover that person. You would never have an opportunity to put that person out to raise his hand or to see any of his visible body. They would have been smothered him. Just watch any of these attempts. They are so covered up. They throw their bodies on him because you don't know if there's a second shooter. Because if there was a second shooter, they would have had to pick a litter right there. They just would have, boom, they could have gotten him because he was standing up and his arm was up and he's prominent. All of this doesn't make sense to me right now. Maybe the Secret Service was shitty. I don't know. But I don't think their training would allow anybody like that.
Are you talking conspiracy here? Is that what you're talking?
I'm just saying it's something. I'm not saying it's conspiracy. I'm saying something just doesn't feel right.
Well, of course, right? The reason you feel that way is because every fucking thing that guy does is a lie. Right?
Yeah.
Everything. So this, you know, it's easy to imagine this was an orchestrated setup to get this, you know, fist in the air photo op. I think probably the Secret Service people are like B-rate Secret Service people. Because
their training is still the same. You know.
I mean, I guess they are, but he's telling them whatever. But
I don't think.
I don't know. I love a good conspiracy. I think that we will all find out that it's totally fake one day. And because I think if you get shot, you are down and you're screaming like a little girl because your ear got blown off and
you're terrified.
Yeah,
and you're terrified.
And
when's the next one coming?
Yeah, and you don't ask for your shoes. Get me my shoes.
No, exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. So I think it was glass from the teleprompter. I think it hit the teleprompter, killed the guy back in the audience. You know, the dude just missed and he got a teleprompter, a little bit of glass. That was it. And I don't have any explanation why he's wandering around and everybody's pointing at him. There's a guy on the roof and nobody.
That's a serious lapse, man.
Yeah, and I heard somebody say the police went up there and confronted him, and he pointed the gun at them, and they went back down. And, you know, yeah. Who knows if that's true or what that means. But, you know, I thought that I remembered Trump saying at that speech, you know, my ear, it was a beautiful, warm day. I was, you know, giving my speech, and it was a strong, proud, and I was happy giving my speech. And then, you know, I got shot in the ear and I thought he said he went to the doctor and the doctor said, your ear is healing really fast. We've never seen anybody like you heal an ear like that. And, you know, it's the most amazing recovery at all. And I went this morning and I looked at the transcript of the speech because I was going to talk about that. But the transcript in USA Today didn't say that. So I thought, he talked a little bit about his, you know, there's a lot of blood because it's, you know, an ear and they bleed a lot. But yeah, I thought I remembered him going on this rant about how he's got the greatest healing power of all. You know, he's super strong and healthy and like Wolverine and that kind of stuff. But I didn't.
He was touched by the hand of God. I've seen the graphic.
Yeah, that's true. You can get a beach towel or a Hobby Lobby print of that.
Yeah.
So I've been playing the guitar a lot this year. Oh, so go ahead.
Yeah.
No. No, I've seen the graphic where God is taking his finger and pushing the bullet out of the way.
Not really.
Have you seen that one? Oh yeah. There's a drawing about that, and it's pretty detailed. And
was it God or was it Jesus?
Probably Jesus, actually. You're right. But he's got, there's a bullet like this, and then you see him pushing it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, okay, I love that, right? Good to know that can
happen. I mean these folks at these conventions are just, you know, they're one step away from praying to the guy. And that's the, you know, back around to the beginning, I think he can say anything he wants and they applaud and they believe it because he's saying it out loud. And it doesn't matter if any of it's right. And people that I know that support him are like, yeah, you know, he gave Biden a fantastic economy and then it got wrecked and he stopped all immigration at the border. And then Biden's terrible policies let him in. He fixed all wars. There was no wars at all going on during his presidency. And it, you know, it was like, okay, well, maybe everybody was dying from COVID. But yeah, he just says he just says stuff and everybody's like, mm-hmm. Yep, that sounds exactly right to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know? I'm gonna go get a funnel cake. You might want one.
Give me some nacho cheese on that funnel cake.
We're horrible people.
Yeah, and one of the things was this woman gives a prayer at their at the Republican National Convention, and she's a Sikh lady. And so she gave a prayer that wasn't, you know, out of the King James Version of the Bible. And people went nuts. They were like, oh, hell, did, you know, this anti-Christian stuff is not going to fly.
Did they really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was very, seemed very telling how, you know, how kind of overtly racist they were in their critiques of her. I mean, I don't think people booed and threw things at her on stage, but there was a lot of commentary afterwards about that. And then, yeah, you know, that guy, J.D. Vance, whose real name is J.D. something else. His, he changed his last name to be cooler for some reason. And,
oh, he did. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate it when people do that.
His, yeah. His his real name is, you know, I forget what it is. It's some, something pretty normal. But his wife is an Indian lady.
Yeah.
And I wonder how she feels about all that. Here she is in this crowd. She used to be... she used to work for somebody else in the government, so she's not, she's no stranger to all this. But yeah, I was reading an article about if you are a person of color and you're in the ends with the Republican Party right now, how do you kind of deal with all that stuff that's going on, you know, racism?
I don't know how.
I think what the article was saying was that you have this sense of I'm one of the good ones. You know, they don't think this about, they think that, but not about me. Right. And until you really get faced with that, which you may not, if you're rich and in, you know, in political life and you're just going to parties where everybody's pretty pleasant to you, you don't read what people say about you on the internet.
Yeah.
I would recommend no one ever have a Truth Social account. That's for sure.
What's that?
That's Trump's, alternate Twitterverse.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's going, or if he gets to be president, we're going to not have any Facebook because I know he's going after Zuckerberg, which is fine. But I'm going to lose a lot of my information. I'll tell you that right now. We get rid of that Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Because that's where I know I got all kinds of stuff, you know, guitar playing, recipes, all that stuff, you know. I don't know. We'll see.
You know, it's weird. I'm looking up Vance, J.D. Vance, and I'm trying to figure out.
What did he do before he wrote the book?
Let's see. He was born in Middletown, Ohio.
He's a veteran, isn't he?
Yeah. He enlisted in the Marine Corps. He went to Iraq in 2005. And then he assigned to public affairs, went to Ohio State. And he worked for Republican State Senator Bob Shuler, and he went to law school on a nearly full ride scholarship. And he wrote his memoir. And upon his marriage in 2014, he adopted his grandparents' surname of Vance. So he was born James Donald Bowman. And then he got adopted by a stepdad and became James David Hamill. Then he changed his name to James David Vance. So the guy's been through some shit.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what he did before he wrote Hillbilly Elegy or whatever. I didn't know if he was a writer.
It doesn't say he was a writer. It was saying that, you know, someone convinced him to write it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I got it and never read it a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think I read the first page and I'm like, I'm not into this right now, you know. And I never saw the movie. I know, you know. Well, we'll see.
It was a movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Ron Howard directed it.
Yeah, Amy Adams, Glenn Close, and Gabriel Basso. It was streamed November 24th on Netflix.
So like a biopic, you mean?
Whatever his...
Well, it's not a novel that he wrote, is it? No.
Is it a, is that his memoir?
It's a memoir, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought.
Hmm.
But anyway. isn't it kind of highly fictionalized? I don't think it's, you know, really about, I don't know.
I can't say I care.
Yeah. No. Well, we might have to. We'll see.
Gentlemen, I got to go.
Oh, so fine.
Let's talk maybe in a week.
Okay.
Well, we, before then.
All right. Well, good luck to everybody out there.
Yeah. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah. Hang in there.
Hang in there.
All right. Take care.
You're happy in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked here from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.